The Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society will present a concert of music for harp, flute, violin, and viola featuring works by Beethoven and Debussy Sunday afternoon at 3 at Duncan Hall. I recently visited with Artistic Director Margot Marlatt and two of the musicians who will perform.
For the first time, the Chamber Music Society is presenting a harpist as one of our musicians. First, I guess, was a conversation with my friend Amy, who's here today, talking about doing a French program. And then I think Amy said, well, I do have this friend, a harpist. I think you've known her since college. Is that right, Amy?
Yeah, she was one of my college roommates.
So we kind of went from there and talked about the centerpiece of the program, the Debussy, for harp, viola, and flute. And then after that, once the flute was involved, I called a flutist who's played with us a couple of times and even given a master class here in town. Her name is Anne Reynolds. So I think there's a nice cross-section of music and instrumentalists, violin, viola, flute, and harp.
And with us here in the studio is Allison Edberg. Allison, you are concertmaster of the Indiana Baroque Orchestra and also education director for the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra.
That's right.
And Amy Brandfenbrenner, you are principal violist with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. And also you teach here at Purdue.
Yes, I do.
Well, I see here that the program begins in the sunny key of D major with a serenade for flute, violin, and viola by Beethoven. Let's hear the violinist's take on this. Allison?
It's a very cheerful work. Serenades were often meant to be played for specific occasions and often outdoors. And it just sounds like party music from the beginning to the end to me. It's just really very positive, happy, not the stormy Beethoven mm-hmm. that you think of. Can't think of a single stormy moment, but there's lots of energy in it. And it's such an unusual combination of instruments to use the viola as a bass.
I get to be the cello.
Yeah, very cool.
Lucky person.
Yeah, and the virtuosic stuff in it is really equally divided between all three instruments.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll go from three instrumentalists to one, and one of two pieces of music by Claude Debussy on the program, and this will feature flutist Anne Reynolds. Right, Margot?
My sister is a flutist, and so I heard this piece a long, long time ago, the Debussy Syrinx. So Anne said she would love to play it, and so that's a nod to my sister Beth. And then we are playing a piece that Anne and Amy and Susan are going to play. This is a contemporary piece that is so beautiful. It's by David Evan Thomas, A Healing Benediction, which is a piece that Susan knew about and suggested. There's not a lot of information about the piece, but what I've listened to is melodic and beautiful.
And that's followed by more 20th century music for flute and harp by Vincent Persichetti.
Anne, our flute player, and Susan, the harpist, are going to play the Serenade No. 10. And there, it's an 8-movement piece. Persichetti, I think he's a Philadelphia boy, isn't he?
Yes.
That's right. He taught at Curtis for a number of years. So
right.
Perhaps the name might have been familiar to some of you.
Right, because Susan and Amy, yeah, they were both at Curtis.
And then your finale is the second Debussy piece of the program, the Sonata for Flute, Viola, and Harp.
I'm going to let Amy talk about the Debussy. I think you've actually played it a couple times before.
And I've actually played it a couple times with Susan. We did it in college, and then she came out to where I was teaching in Texas once, and we did it there also. And she's a very amazing person and player.
Well, Margot, all that remains is to find out about tickets for Sunday afternoon.
Our concerts are always free for students, kindergarten through 12th grade, and they're half price for college students. And we sell tickets at the door, but if you want to get tickets in advance, you can always get them at Vaughn's Bookstore in the West Lafayette and in Lafayette at the Tippecanoe Arts Federation.
Margot Marlatt, Artistic Director of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society, violinist Allison Edberg, and violist Amy Brandfenbrenner, giving us a preview of Sunday afternoon's concert at Duncan Hall. More program and ticket information is available at www.tippecanoechamber.org.